Looking to provoke a fight-or-flight reaction from people as you walk down the street? Want to see the distraught expression on your parents' faces when they open your bedroom door to give you food? Get merch from Soph's Deradicalization Mart for used souvenirs coming straight out of Little St. James Island. $25 a pop. Go to bonfire.com/store/Soph, prepare your squibs and decorated guns, and make sure to blame me in your manifesto. Buy Soph. Now back to the video. Unfortunately, as you know, last month was Pride, which meant we all had to endure 30 days of AIDS-carrying pedophile victims patting themselves on the back for their lifestyles. I had an especially hard time considering I live in California, where there is a puddle of disease load waiting for me whenever I dare to step out of my house. However, there is a silver lining to this cloud of airborne herpes, a learning experience to be derived from that month-long fudge-packing fest. As I'm sure my highly observant audience has noticed, the LGBT community is keen on accusing any and all critics of homophobia. It's obviously a tactic to effectively divert attention from the rates of STDs and pederasty involving homosexuals, but I think that the term phobic was picked for reasons more Machiavellian than you'd expect. I think they frame their opposition as fearful as opposed to anything else because that's what they want them to be. As Machiavelli said, it's better to be feared than to be loved. And whether you agree with that statement or not, I think it's safe to say that militant homosexuals agree with it out of necessity. Most of them are hedonists, utterly unable to achieve the love that a married heterosexual couple can, and in the face of that daunting truth, they convince themselves that being feared is preferable. What they fail to notice, or pretend not to know, is that their detractors feel not fear, but disgust. And that's frustrating, because disgust doesn't fit into their narrative. This is also the key to understanding why they don't seem at all affected by the much more tangible threat of Islam. Despite their blatantly anti-homosexual credo, Muslims bond with the gays over one thing: lovelessness. Not all ex are like that, me, all you want, but the polygamous unions of Islam will never attain the love that comes from the monogamous holy matrimony. Uncoincidentally, Muslim communities are also riddled with pedophilia, and they're well known globally for their unconsensual tendencies. Ring a bell? If you think I'm being too harsh, come back to me after you've watched just one of the many videos of half-naked children dancing at pride parades. Before you go, aw, come on man, it's not like that. Take a moment to embrace the burning feeling you get when you see that type of It's not tolerance you have, it's weakness, and it's being exploited for nefarious purposes. Despite it becoming less potent since the mid-2010s, homophobia is still effectively a leash to yank you by when you're not giving sufficient leeway to LGBT depravity. It's been extensively documented, but there's still hesitation to engage when the conversation's about the vices of the gay community. Even tough-talking conservatives can't help but bow down when that rainbow-colored baton strikes the back of their knee. Gay people, in and of themselves, don't pose a threat. But undermining the institution of marriage is an astronomical travesty that no one should tolerate. And, as I said before, it works in concert with other anomalies like polygamy, polyamory, and single motherhood. It's almost as if every sexual liberation movement leading up to this point in time was orchestrated in order to weaken the familial structure. And all the fronts are amiable and shiny, so when you attack the concept of gay pride for what they're doing to children, people think of This Is Us and conclude you're an asshole. It's immorality laundering. They put the indefensible together with the legitimate so that you can't scrutinize it without being called a homophobe. Now, why on earth would anyone be compliant with this, let alone consciously put it forth? Just like Cain murdering his brother for doing better than him, there is resentment against heterosexual couples because gays know that whatever meaning they manage to squeeze out of their relationships will never hold a candle to procreation. Additionally, since they can't reproduce, they have to recruit, so it's beneficial for them to wreck the familial unit. If the parents aren't taking care of the kids, then someone else will, and they like the idea of that someone else being them. Sounds terrible if it weren't for the fact that homosexual men are ridiculously overrepresented in child molestation. This sort of thing doesn't just go away when Taylor Swift makes a music video addressing the hate. If you aren't as masochistic as I am and refuse to watch it, her video has the shittiest, most outdated stereotype known to man. A southern redneck in a sweat-stained wife beater, a trucker cap, and a sign with a misspelling of God hates fags scrawled on it. It's like pop culture is a car with its wheels stuck in the mud, and it just keeps accelerating itself deeper into the mire. Throughout popular culture, that primitive view of skepticism is still the same, as if it's the redneck
chicks that are browsing 4chan.
Recently, I've been contemplating the subtle ways in which elementary school tried to manipulate me. When the anti-bullying messaging began, they would slyly imply that bullying was the reason that gays were mentally ill. Little sleight of hand tricks like that are the reason people are responsive to the asinine Bernays-style propaganda they're exposed to. Only now am I realizing how much these beliefs aren't just random products of open-mindedness. They've been taught to people since they were toddlers. In fact, my old school district is currently conducting a diversity audit of all its library books, making its staff undergo equity training, and bringing chief diversity officers to deliver speeches about bias and inclusivity. A blind man could see that there's something off. As part of a new sex ed curriculum, California students will now hear about anal and repurposing food items as dildos. I wish I was joking. And according to Orange County, parents just don't have the constitutional right to opt out of it. California is also teaching students about how old Greek dudes touched little boys to get a perspective on how gender relations and sexual orientations have existed throughout history.
You know, actually, as I discussed with you before, twice in my office, when you come to view the material, I've explained to you that this is done because we are talking about historical perspectives of how gender relations and different types of sexual orientations have existed in history. So this is something that's occurred in history, and so this is really important for us to include.
See, if you want to be sexually promiscuous as an adult with other consenting adults, feel free to excommunicate yourself from the gene pool and commit suicide by superbacteria. Just don't try to get kids roped into your street orgies. I'm pretty convinced that the actual goal of these movements is to weaponize gay pedophiles, seeing as how blatantly they promote kids going to pride. A feminized, molested, or otherwise emasculated young man is a neutralized threat in the eyes of the powers that be. I've no doubt that the news sites who are doing this promoting are aware of the sexual displays there, especially when they're claiming that children seeing adult nudity is actually beneficial. It's becoming increasingly hard to deny that elites are encouraging kids to be sexual, especially considering that many of them are receiving funny money from foreign investors to break even. No one reads or watches the news anymore. It's a dead enterprise. This means that whatever billionaire is signing their paychecks gets to decide the narrative. And if you haven't been paying attention, billionaires are really into the pedophilia is okay narrative. First, there is Pizzagate, which was brushed off as just another insane Alex Jones conspiracy theory. Now, there's Epstein and his island, which is currently in the process of getting swept under the rug.
Now, when we're talking about Epstein, you gotta stick to what is common sense on these things, all right? Don't get buried in legalese. Don't follow the finger pointing, and please don't get caught up in the intrigue of who was better friends with this guy. Who cares?
Ultimately, the parades and the corporate virtue signaling are just there to get your attention, be it positive or negative. Shiny distractions from the much more pervasive indoctrination and overlooked but widespread presence of pedophilia in public schools. Turns out, it's a much bigger problem than any pedophilia happening in the Catholic Church. Not to mention how catastrophically normalized the consumption of pornography has become, to the point where my school newspaper promotes it. Considering how insidious the shit is, I wouldn't even discard the possibility of chemical engineering through the meds that young kids are taking to treat their psychological issues. These satanic displays of sexuality involving children in the middle of the streets are just the tip of the iceberg. Pairing all that with bisexuality becoming more common among younger generations, the idea that people are just born gay becomes a tougher sell. Their explanation hinges on the idea that people aren't becoming gay, they're just admitting it more now that it's okay to do so. But take a good look at the parents whose kids are being taken away because they wouldn't let them take hormones. Does that smell like an inevitable consequence of freedom to you? Take Desmond, for example. People sure love making the issue out to be that he dresses up in drag instead of the people surrounding that supposedly harmless pastime of his. I don't know how jaded or oblivious you need to train yourself to be to not see that petrifyingly disturbing. And all of this decadence is justified under the blanket societal aversion to being homophobic. Tell me, is this really just some ignorant Bible thumping, or are there some connections to be made here? Are we really supposed to believe that our aversion to those behaviors are just Victorian social constructs that we need to do away with, and that the soaring STD rates are completely unrelated? I'm just doing some Freudian spitballing here, but maybe the presence of promiscuity in the gay community has something to do with it. And perhaps it's also safe to pin their suicide and depression rates on their biological inability to bear children. I'd also wager that it has something to do with the fact that homosexuality sexuality in and of itself is a disorder. But that'd be too homophobic to say, and I'd hate to lose my gay viewership. I wouldn't limit my observations to homosexuality, however. Any and all pursuit of hedonistic whims lead to the same place. That's actually one of my favorite arguments for the acceptance of homosexuality, the idea that it's okay because it's seen in nature. They're outright advocating that human beings ought to behave like beasts, and then they're surprised when they're called satanic. I don't want to be too preachy, but for anybody in my audience who has gone down that road, what has it accomplished for you? Woman or man, gay or straight, where has it gotten you? As society becomes increasingly atheistic and the importance of things like chastity dwindles, people will start reaching for fleeting pleasures as a replacement. I mean, feel free to become the next Rouge V or Belle Delphine, but while doing so, remember that you are orienting yourself towards being completely hollowed out. When your philosophy involves setting your life goal as feeling as much pleasure as possible, that's the only place you're going. But what do I know? I'm just an inexperienced teenager insulting the dignity of great and admirable people. Maybe I'm the one with the problem. Maybe I just don't understand MGTOW and PUAs well enough. Maybe I ought to go piss in a cup and sell it, like Teen Vogue tells me to. In the meantime, make sure to donate to my Patreon and New Project 2, and subscribe to my BitChute. Considering the shit I'm saying, I might not be on YouTube forever. And if you hated this homophobic video and you want me gone, just remember that if you take this away from me, I will have nothing left to live for. And people who have nothing left to live for do very bad things. See you guys in the next video.
No one protects kids anymore. No one gives a shit. No one cares. Kids suck at cocks. Got guys talking about jizz and load with kids. Fucking kill someone. Kill them all. You kill people that sexualize children like that. In a sane world, those people are fucking killed. But if you talk about it, oh, what are you, a sex phobe? They call you a homophobe. They call you a hater. If you control the children, you control the next generation. If you sexualize the children, you enslave the next generation with sex. And then you have the operatives fucking troll the boards. You have the news sites on your side. They troll it for you. They spin it in the light that you want. Everything's trolled now. And if you don't like it, someone's sneering at you. What? Do you think the gays are trying to make kids gay? What, are you gonna say that? What, are you a lunatic? What, do you think we're trying to make your kids gay? Don't flatter yourself. Fuck you. Die. Die. Fuck you and die. Whatever, dude. That's fucking heavy. That's fucking heavy, man. Lighten up a little bit.